The Many-Membered Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12 and verse 27 says, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular." Paul makes an analogy between our physical bodies and the body of Christ. In verse 12, he uses what might appear to some to be a most startling phrase, "So also is Christ." In doing so, Paul calls the body of Christ simply Christ. Paul is not referring to the actual person of Christ himself, but he is discussing the many-membered Christ, God's ecclesia, the body of Christ. In doing so, he highlights the divinely significant relationship between Christ and the believer, between Christ and the members of his body. The believer is one with the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in such oneness with him and so fully identified with him that Paul calls us by his name, Christ. There's the Lord Jesus Christ, and then there's the many-membered Christ. These have an inseparable union.